So, I will speak in Chinese. So, 弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
今天是开始日光节约时间的第一天。
So today is the first day we start daylight saving.
感谢神，让我们大家还是可以很准时的来与神亲近。
Praise God, we're all here on time to praise God.
我们可以用敬拜来回应神的恩典，并归荣耀与神。
That we can respond to His grace, respond to His grace with praise and to glorify Him.
在今天的信息之前，我们先一起祷告。
Let's pray before we start the message.
亲爱的父神，谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
谢谢你，你呼召我们出来，成为你的儿女。
You call us out to be your children.
让我们可以领受你的话语。
That we can receive your message.
求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
Pray that your Holy Spirit will work among us.
求你使用孩子以及 Julie.
I will pray that you use Mark and use Julie.
成为你话语的出口
to be a channel of your word.
让我们每个人听了之后就可以行在我们生活当中
that everyone who hears the message will be able to live it out.
你将祷告奉你爱子耶稣得胜的名
We pray this in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，今天我们要谈的是认识神
So today we're going to talk about how to know God.
神透过圣经的启示一再强调认识神的重要性
Again and again, he emphasized in the Bible the importance of knowing him.
例如箴言九章十节的平行句，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Like the parallel verse from Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
这节经文指出，智慧是来自于一个人对神的态度，而不是自己的聪明才智。
This verse points out that wisdom comes from our attitudes towards God, but not our own intelligence.
敬畏神是智慧的开端，有了这种态度，才能得着真智慧。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Only with this attitude can we attain to true wisdom.
先知何西阿也说，我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们，像甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。
And Prophet Hosea says, "Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge Him." As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth.
主耶稣曾对十一个使徒说，你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
And the Lord Jesus told his 11 disciples, saying, if you really know me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
这里因为犹大已经不在他们当中，所以是十一个使徒。
Because Judas is not among them at this point, so it's 11 disciples.
所以认识耶稣是真认识父神的入门，认识神从认识耶稣开始。
So knowing Jesus is the true beginning of knowing Heavenly Father, and to know God begins with knowing Jesus.
耶稣道成肉身来世上的目的是寻找拯救世上的人。
The purpose of Jesus, the incarnated Jesus coming to the world, is to seek and to save that what was lost.
耶稣降生的时候，天使报喜信给牧羊的人说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。”
So when Jesus was born, the angels came to proclaim to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord."
从天使的信息当中，我们知道耶稣是万民的救主。他是主，也是基督。
From the angel's message, we know that Jesus is the Savior for all the people. He is Lord. He is also Christ.
基督是大致相当于弥赛亚或受膏者的希腊文。这个措辞在旧约圣经中指一些因为特殊职责受膏的人。
So the word Christ refers to is the Greek word for Messiah or the Anointed One. This phrase is used to refer to people specially anointed for a purpose in the Old Testament.
像是诗篇105篇当中有先知。
So like in Psalm 105, there's prophets.
利未记第六章当中的祭司。
Like in Leviticus chapter 6, there's priests.
还有撒母耳记上当中的大卫。
Or King David.
他是一个君王。
David like king in First Samuel.
对，当旧约圣经出现越来越多有关大卫的子孙的预言的时候，弥赛亚、基督这个名词就成了在异族统治下的犹太人所期望的那一位救世主。
So when more and more prophecies concerning David's offspring appears in the Old Testament, the Messiah, or the Christ, became the savior that the Jews start to long for under the rules of foreign nations.
耶稣是应验弥赛亚预言的那一位，认识耶稣也就认识父神，并且神要我们竭力追求认识他。
So Jesus is the fulfillment of the prophesied Messiah. To know Jesus is to know the Heavenly Father, and God wants us to press on to acknowledge to know him.
照理说，耶稣在世上的时候，他应该极力显示他弥赛亚的身份，让当时的犹太人可以认识他。
So according to this, it will actually make sense if Jesus was trying really hard to show, to reveal his identity as the Messiah, so the Jews at the time may acknowledge him.
然而，事实却与此相反。
But reality is quite the contrary.
耶稣吩咐那些承认他是弥赛亚的人，还有鬼，闭口不言。
Jesus actually commanded or told the people and the demons who confess him as Christ to keep silent.
耶稣他洁净长大麻风的人之后，严严的嘱咐。他要谨慎，什么话都不可告诉人。
So after one time after Jesus healing the man with leprosy, he warned him strongly not to tell this to anyone.
耶稣使会堂的埃鲁的女儿复活之后，也切切嘱咐他们不要叫人知道这事。
And another time after raising the daughter of Jairus, the synagogue ruler, from death, Jesus gave them strict orders not to let anyone to know about this either.
在马可福音第一章当中，耶稣治好了许多害各样病的人，又赶出许多鬼。不许鬼说话，因为鬼认识他。
And in Mark, chapter 1, Jesus, after Jesus healed many who had various diseases, he also drove out many demons, but he would not let the demons speak because they knew who he was.
乌鬼无论何时看见耶稣，就伏在他面前，喊着说：“你是神的儿子。”耶稣却再三的嘱咐他们，不要把他显露出来。
And again in Mark, whenever the impure spirit saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You're the Son of God."But he gave them strict orders not to tell others about him.
甚至耶稣也禁止门徒宣扬他的身份。
Jesus even forbid his disciples from proclaiming his identity.
耶稣有一次问门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得回答说：“你是基督。”耶稣就禁戒他们，不要告诉人。
One time Jesus asked his disciples, "What do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." And Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
耶稣显然尽力要隐藏他弥赛亚的身份，这究竟是为什么呢？
So it seems apparent that Jesus really wanted to conceal his identity as the Messiah. But why is that?
难道是耶稣不愿意鬼来透露自己的身份？
Is it because Jesus doesn't want to reveal it through demons?
但是门徒显然不是鬼。
Obviously, the disciples are not demons.
又难道是因为耶稣其实在传道的时候从未声称自己是弥赛亚？而是后来跟随耶稣的人相信他是。
Or is it because he actually in reality Jesus never proclaimed himself as the Messiah, but because his later followers believe him to be so?
所以福音书作者他透过一个不符合历史事实的描写来掩盖弥赛亚身份所缺少的必要证据，是这样吗？
So the authors of the disciple, authors of the gospel tries to hide this historical fact by saying that Jesus didn't want others to tell about this.
比如说，埃鲁的女儿复活，不可能不被到处宣传，却仅有福音书有这样的记载。福音书作者只好写说，耶稣的确声称自己是弥赛亚，只不过不让任何人知道罢了。
For example, it's impossible for news such as Jairus' daughter being raised from the dead not to spread. But since, in fact, there's only the gospel books that record the story, so the writers can only, there's no better solution but to write that Jesus did proclaim himself as the Messiah. It's just that he doesn't want others to know about it.
这样的解释方法是一些圣经学者的主张，只是这样的解释违反了圣经无误的事实。
So this line of thinking reasoning is the point of view of some Bible scholars, but such explanation would direct contract biblical infallibility.
为什么耶稣要尽力隐藏他弥赛亚的身份？
So why does Jesus want to conceal his identity as the Messiah?
这个问题的答案其实可以从耶稣禁戒门徒要保守秘密之后的经文来看出来。
We can find out answers after the verses directly after Jesus had asked his disciples to keep secret.
在马可福音第八章，耶稣从此他教训门徒说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。耶稣明明的说这话，彼得就拉着他，劝他。耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
So Jesus then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns."
从这段经文，我们起码可以看出两件事：
From this verse, we can see at least two things.
第一，耶稣在门徒认识他的身份之后，才开始向他们启示神救恩的计划。
Jesus only revealed to the disciples God's salvation plan after they had acknowledged his identity.
第二，门徒心中神救恩的计划显然跟耶稣所揭示的天差地远，也就是说，他们对弥赛亚身份的理解跟耶稣完全不一样。
And second is that apparently the salvation plan the disciples had in mind is very different from that of Jesus. And that is that their understanding of the messianic identity is very different from what Jesus had in mind.
当时一般人将弥赛亚理解为军事上的全国领袖，这与耶稣的理解截然不同。
At the time, most people think of Messiah as a national military leader, and that is very different from Jesus' understanding.
这与耶稣尽力隐藏他弥赛亚身份的事实一相对照，显然耶稣不希望众人受到这个头衔的误导。
Contrasting this popular view with what Jesus trying to, with the fact that Jesus tries to hide his identity, it is apparent that Jesus doesn't want us to be, want others to be misled about this, his title.
也就是说，耶稣不愿意人不正确的认识他。
That is to say that Jesus doesn't want us to know him in the wrong way.
你心里可能会想，其实这很容易理解啊，神当然不愿意人不正确的认识他。
So you might be thinking in your heart, of course, that's obvious, of course, God doesn't want us to know him in the wrong way.
为什么我们要大费周章来讲这些显而易见的事呢？
Why do we spend so much time talking about such a simple thing?
因为耶稣自己也这么做。
And that's because that's what exactly what Jesus did.
他切切嘱咐所医治的人，他觐见门徒，就是为了不让人误解他是那要来复国的军事领袖。
The very reason that he gave strict orders to those who had healed and to warn his disciples is to prevent people from taking him as the military leader who is to come and to restore the Jewish nation.
人对神的认识不正确，就不会有与神和好的关系，甚至对神有不合理的期待。
So if man has a wrong understanding of who God is, they will not have a good relationship with him. They will also have unreasonable expectations out of God.
像现今流行的成功神学和繁荣福音，都是源自于对神不正确的认识。
The popular prosperity gospel these days stems from an incorrect understanding of God.
只是耶稣不会不愿意他的跟随者成功，也不会不愿意我们活出美好。
It's not that Jesus doesn't want his followers to be successful or to have a prosperous life.
只是神不是我们支取成功的提款机。
It's just that God is not our ATM for cashing out fortune.
耶稣也不是为了让我们繁荣而来到世上。
Nor did Jesus come to this earth for the purpose of prospering us in this world.
耶稣道成肉身来到世上，是为了你我的罪，献上一次而永远的赎罪祭。
The incarnated Christ came to this world for the purpose to offer once for all an eternal sin offering.
让你我这些悔改的人，可以因为因信心接受耶稣为我们的主和救主，而与神恢复关系。
So that by faith, those of us who have repented can be restored unto God through accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
耶稣在门徒跟随他一段时日之后，才向门徒问起自己是谁这样的问题。
So only Jesus only questioned his disciples about his identity after spending some time with them.
在门徒认识他的身份之后，才开始向他们启示神救恩的计划。
And it's only after the disciples acknowledged his identity that he started to reveal to them God's salvation plan.
门徒是逐渐越来越多的认识耶稣和他的信息。
And the disciples did gradually know Jesus more and know more about his message.
要完全认识耶稣，必须借着个人与他相遇，并且愿意舍己，有份于他的道路。
To truly understand, completely know Jesus, we must encounter him personally and to be able to deny ourselves and to be part of the path he has walked down.
这是一种除了认知，再加上经验的认识。
So this is experiential knowledge on top of conceptual understanding.
人对神的认识来自于两方面，第一是客观的真理，第二是主观的经历。
So understanding of God comes from two main sources. The first is objective truth, and the second is subjective experience.
客观真理是神的启示，也就是圣经。主观经历是每位信徒对神的个人经验。
So objective truth is God's revelation, so that is according to the Bible. And subjective experience is our personal, every believer's personal encounter with God.
主观经历会因人因时而异，客观真理却永不改变。
Subjective experience will differ from people to people and from time to time, but objective truth will remain unchanging.
一切个人的经历必须经过圣经的对照。当个人经历与圣经启示有所抵触时，应当舍弃个人的经历，接受圣经的启示。
So all personal experience must be checked against the biblical teaching. If ever our personal experience come in direct contract with the Bible, we must deny our experience and accept biblical teaching.
神他是自我启示的神，也是永不改变的神。
Our God is a God who reveals himself. He's also internal God who doesn't change.
神是亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫的神，也是现代信徒的神。
And God is the God of Abraham, Moses, and David. He's also the God of our today's believers.
认识神的目的不是将神当作研究的对象，如同研究某一种学问，以求增加知识。
And to know God is to not to treat him as object of research, as if we're studying some kind of subject, in order to increase our knowledge.
认识神的目的是为了与神团契，增进自己与神的关系。
And the purpose of knowing God is to have fellowship with him and to have a better relationship with him.
神与人之间原有的关系是一个彼此相爱的关系，这关系因人类犯罪而失去，人类因为有罪变得不认识神也不爱神。
So the original intended relationship between man and God, it should be a loving relationship, but because of the sin, this relationship is lost, and because of sin, men no longer know God nor love God.
若要与神团契，除了首先要信主得救与神和好之外，尚需追求认识神，按照真理与神在爱中团契。
If we're to fellowship with God, besides first putting faith in Jesus and be saved and be restored to God, we must also press on to acknowledge him and to fellowship with God in love according to truth.
因此之故，一切认识神的追求，一切神学的研究，都应当以增进个人与神的关系为目的。
So all efforts to know God, all theological pursuits, should be for the purpose of better one's relationship with God.
若因追求认识神，变得灵性退步，与神的关系变为冷淡，那就违反认识神的初衷。
But however, if in the process of pursuing more understanding of God, our spirituality regressed and our relationship with God worsens, then this is in contrary to God's original intention.
认识神有三个先决条件，缺一不可。
There are three prerequisites in knowing God, all of which are essential.
第一，神必须存在；第二，神必须启示自己；第三，人必须具有认识神的能力。
First is that God must exist, and second is that God must reveal himself, and third is that human must have the ability to know God.
就好像我们要看东西，必须有东西可以看，有光，有眼睛，三者具备才能看得到。
It's like for us to see something, there must be an object to be seen. There must be light, and there must be our eyes. We must have all three in order to have vision.
若是没有东西，虽然有光，有眼睛，还是看不到东西，因为东西不存在。
There's not the object. Even if you have light or eyes, you won't be able to see the object because there is no object.
若是没有光，虽然有东西，有眼睛，还是看不见，因为没有光照。
And if there's no light, even if you have eyes, even if there's an object, you still don't see because there's no light.
若是没有眼睛，虽然有东西，有光，还是看不见，因为没有眼睛可以看。
If you don't have eyes, even there's an object and there's light, you still don't see because you don't have eyes.
神就好像我们要看的这个东西，他的启示就好像光照。人认识神的能力就好像眼睛，必须三者具备才能产生对神的认识。
So God is like the object, and his revelation is like the light, and our ability to know him is like vision, like eyes. We need all three things to have in order to know God.
而这三样都是出自于神，神的本身以及神的启示是出于神，而人认识神的能力也是神的赋予。
And all these things actually come from God.So it's without saying that God himself and God's revelation come from God, but actually human ability to know God also comes from God.
神赐人以灵成为属灵的活人，并具有万物所没有的聪明智慧，故我们可以和神交通。
So God gave man spirit so that we're spiritual beings. We possess the wisdom beyond all other creation so that we can connect with our God.
所以认识神的先决条件，第一是神的存在。
So the first precondition for knowing God is God's existence.
因为事情有本末先后，必须先有神，然后才有对神的认识。
There must be order into all things. There must be God first, and then knowledge about God.
以我们刚才眼睛看东西的为例子，必须要有东西存在，才能详细查究认识这样东西。
So taking examples of seeing the object with our eyes, the thing must exist first in order before we do any detailed observation.
因为神确实存在，人才能追求认识神。
And because God truly exists, man can know him.
因为对神的存在的肯定必须出自信心，因此之故，认识神属于信心的范畴。
And because it takes faith to be certain of God's existence, knowing God It's part of, it requires our faith.
圣经这样子说，到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
According to the Bible, anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
追求认识神的人必须先肯定神的存在，然后才来追求认识神，而非借着追求认识神来探索神是否存在。
Those of us who want to know God must first believe that God exists and then to seek to know him more, not the contrary.
认识神的第二个条件，神的自我启示，就是将人无从得知的事显露出来。
And the second precondition of knowing God is God's self-revelation, and revelation being God revealing to men things that are not knowable.
神高于人，犹如天高于地。神若不显露他自己，人就无从得知。
God is above humans, just like heavens are above the earth. If God doesn't reveal himself, we can know nothing about him.
圣经就是神自我启示的记录，使读经的人得以认识神。
And the Bible is God's self-revelation, so we read the Bible, we'll know God.
认识神的第三个条件是人认识神的能力。
And the third precondition to knowing God is human ability to know God.
神创造我们是照着他自己的形象和样式造的，使我们在有限的程度上具备了神的一些属性，因此可以得以认识神。
When God created man, he made us according to his image, so that to some certain limitation, man possessed some characteristics of God, so that man is able to know God.
神是灵，人也有灵，并有神所赐的聪明智慧，使人得以了解神的启示。
God is a spirit, so are men. So man all has wisdom and intelligence as bestowed God to know his revelation.
人的本性中有爱，有公义感，使人能够明白神做事的原因和动机。
In human nature, there's love, there's a sense of righteousness, that we may understand some of the motives and reasonings behind God's work.
神赐予人类足够的装备，使人能够明白神的启示。
God has given man enough that we may understand his revelation.
人，我们具有认识神的能力，却不表示我们可以测透神。
Just because man possessed ability to know God, it doesn't mean we can understand him completely.
这只是表示我们可以明白神所给的启示。
It only means that we can understand those that God has chose to reveal.
神是无限的，人是有限的。
God is limitless, but humans are limited.
我们若想测透神，就好像以犁测海，以管窥天。
If we wanted to understand God completely, it's like trying to measure the ocean with a spoon or viewing the sky through a pipe.
如同先知以赛亚所言，谁曾用手心量诸水，用手虎口量苍天，用升斗称大地的尘土，用秤称山岭，用天平评纲领呢？谁曾测度耶和华的心？
Just like the prophet Isaiah says, who has measured the waters in the hollows of his hand, or with the breadth of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance?
人虽无法测透神，然而神却赋予人足够的聪明智慧，使人得以在神所启示的范围之内认识他。
Even though men cannot fathom God completely, but God has given men enough wisdom and intelligence that we can understand God within what he has chosen to reveal to us.
神所启示的范围具备了一切使人得救、蒙福、与神团契的所需资料。
What God has chosen to reveal to us contains everything we need to know about salvation, about how to live a blessed life, and how to have fellowship with God.
我们若以聪明智慧来了解启示，以信心来接受启示，以顺服的心遵行启示，就能与神有更美好的团契。
If we receive these revelations with our intelligence, accept them by faith, and obey them with a submissive heart, then we'll be able to have a better relationship with our God.
认识神的三个要件，既然都是出于神，就说明了认识神乃是神的心意。神要我们认识他，因此才提供我们认识他所需要的条件。
And since all three precondition comes from God, it says that God wants, it tells us that God wants us to know him.And because he wants us to know him, he provides all that we need.
如今三个条件都具备了，认识神就成为我们的责任。神要我们认识他，也使我们能够认识他，因此我们必须认识他。
Now that the three preconditions are already ready and in place, knowing God becomes our personal responsibilities. Since God wants us to know him and has enabled us to know him, then we must know him.
正如先知何西阿所言，我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们像甘雨， 像滋润田地的春雨。
Just like the prophet Hosea says, let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth.
接下来我们会从腓立比书的经文来认识神，也学习如何认识神。
Next, we'll learn from the Philippians about how to know God.
腓立比书二章五到十一节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 to 11. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross.Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God our, the Father.
这是一首基督的赞美诗。
This is a praise song for Christ.
第一个部分描写耶稣拥有神性却放弃这个状态的特权。
The first part describes Jesus having the very nature of God, but he surrendered this privilege.
他变成一个仆人的形象，显出甘心顺服神，以至于死，而且是死在十字架上这种最可耻的死法。
So instead, he took on the very nature of a servant, and out of obedience to God, he humbled himself and died on the cross, even the death on the most shameful cross.
在第二个部分，父神将耶稣高举到自己身边这个至高的地位，并且要求所有受造之物都承认耶稣是主。
In the second part, the Heavenly Father exalted Jesus to the highest place beside him and commanded every creature to acknowledge Jesus as being the Lord.
在第一句用以神的形象存在的那位表达了神的荣耀，一直到最后一句谈到被高举的耶稣使荣耀归于父神。
From the very verse where God's glory was revealed in the one who is in very nature God, to the last verse where Jesus' exaltation brings glory to God the Father, this praise returned to its focal theme.
这首赞美诗兜了一圈之后回到原处，完全以神为中心，并且要荣耀神。
Coming back to its focal theme, this praise is being centered completely on God and is giving glory to God.
耶稣他所受的尊崇是只有神才可以接受的。
The exaltation placed upon Jesus can only be received by God.
对神的敬拜也包括对耶稣的敬拜。
Our worship to God includes our worship to Jesus.
他以奴仆的形象死在罗马的十字架上，现在以万物的主这个身份坐在最高的宝座上。
Who died on a Roman cross in the very nature of a servant, but now is enthroned in the highest place as the Lord of all creation.
我们继续看保罗他是如何认识基督。
Let's continue to see how Paul come to know God, come to know Jesus.
在腓立比书三章四节到十一节，其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人，就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指责的，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因为基督都当作有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Philippians chapter 3 verses 4 to 11. Though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if anyone elsethinks he has reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee, As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for legalistic righteousness, faultless. But whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God and is by faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead.
这里一开始的经文，保罗将自己描绘为法利赛人，说明他靠着肉体比任何人都强以后。
So here Paul first describes him as a Pharisee, indicating that by flesh he is more devout than anyone.
他描述比任何人都强以后，他描述另外一幅非常不同的自画像，说明他现在因为认识基督耶稣是主，即使靠着肉体最有价值的东西都成为累赘。
And then immediately after that, he portrays a very different picture, saying that now that he acknowledged Jesus as his Lord, even the most precious things in the flesh now become rubbish.
他甚至认为自己那就律法而言无可指责的义，与因信神而来的义相比，变得毫无价值。
He even believes that the righteousness of his own that comes from the law is worthless in comparison to the righteousness that comes from God.
在这幅画像中，保罗的整个生命都围绕着基督。
In this portrait, Paul's entire life revolves around Christ.
在第七到十一节中，基督的名字或代名词九次充满在保罗的刻画中。
From verses 7 to 11, the name of Christ of or some kind of variant was referred to 9 times.
尽管保罗没有明确地将他生命中完全的改变称为他的悔改信主。
Although Paul did not directly say that the complete transformation of his life is due to him being saved.
但是他因为现在热切想认识基督，故而对过去生活中的立场和成就做出负面的评价。
But now he has an earnest desire to know Jesus to the point of denying his past points of view and accomplishments.
这一切都证明了这里发生了意义深远的重新定位。
All this shows that he has been through some deeply meaningful re-identification.
没错，保罗始终是一个犹太人。
Of course, he'll always be a Jew.
他相信亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神。
He'll always believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
并且肯定希伯来圣经的权柄。
And to identify to the authority of the Hebrew Bible.
但是他极度渴望认识被钉十字架和复活的基督。
But at the same time, he longs to know Christ who was crucified on the cross and who has been resurrected.
并且他要像基督一样，这个抱负彻底改变了保罗。
And he wants to be like Christ, and because and it's precisely of this pining that has changed Paul completely.
保罗在他的改变与基督的道成肉身、被钉十字架、被高举之间，描画出惊人的相似之处。
So Paul's transformation actually shows an incredible parallelism to Christ's incarnation, crucifixion, and exaltation.
保罗将他先前很高的地位为他带来的特权当作有损，就像基督一样，不把自己与神同等的地位当作可以利用的事情。
Just like Christ, who did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, Paul first considered all the privileges he enjoyed, due to his noble status as loss.
保罗他为了得以在基督里，他放弃一切有价值的事物，就好像基督虚己成为人的样式。
Paul, in order to be found in Christ, surrendered all things of value, just like Christ, making himself nothing and was found in the very nature of a man.
保罗他想要在基督的死上面效法他的形象，反映出基督决定取了奴仆的形象，并且顺服以至于死。
And Paul wants to conform unto Christ's death, just like Christ, who took upon himself the form of servant and became obedient unto to the point of death.
保罗他渴望认识主耶稣基督，这也表示有一天万有都要承认耶稣基督是主。
And Paul longs to know Jesus, his Lord Jesus Christ, foreshadowing that one day all creation will confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord.
保罗他仔细地描绘他改变的故事，说明为了要认识基督，并且与基督的谦卑和被高举相符，他放弃了靠肉体的选择。
Paul described in detail how he was transformed in order to show us that, in order to know Christ Jesus, in order to be identified with him in his humility and exaltation, he will need to deny his flesh.
保罗是我们可以效法的榜样，不依靠任何的特权和骄傲。
And Paul is to be our example because he doesn't rely on any privilege or his pride.
在保罗这个特权可能是律法上无可指责的义，在我们这可能是社会地位、专业知识，或者任何使自己觉得高人一等的事物。
And to Paul, this may be the righteousness according to the law, but to us, maybe our social status, our professional knowledge, or anything that makes us think that we're superior than others.
不依靠任何的特权和骄傲，反倒像基督那样，我们可以像保罗一样，选择谦卑和服侍的道路。
So we're to follow Paul's path, not to rely on any privilege or pride, but to choose humility and a path of servanthood.
我们继续看接下来的经文。腓立比书三章十二到十四节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
So Philippians chapter 3 verses 12 to 14, not that I have already obtained all thisOr have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ.
保罗非常想认识基督，可是他知道这个念头本身不会使他完美。
Paul really wants to know Christ, but he knows that the very thought of this idea will not make him perfect.
他要以认识主基督耶稣为至宝，将万事当作有损的。
He wants to treat knowing Jesus as the most precious thing in his life, and everything else is lost.
这个决定只是每日操练，向着标杆直跑的开始。
And this decision is only the beginning of us wanting to press on towards the goal.
一个人起初接受基督的强烈决心，并不能衡量他在基督里真实的信心。
Every person, our original intention, the strong intention to follow Jesus, is not the same as our true faith throughout the process of following Jesus.
接受基督是一个终身的旅程。
Accepting and follow Jesus is a lifelong journey.
我们在顺服神的呼召的时候，努力成长的热心和决心。
The excitement and determination that we have in following Christ.
常受到周围环境还有我们的文化的抑制，甚至它被扑灭了。
A lot of times it's frustrated by our environment and by the culture around us.
许多人向这种压力屈服，放弃他们对基督的委身。
A lot of times we give in to this pressure, giving up our commitment to Christ.
并且回到他们文化中受欢迎的但神不喜悦的行为当中。
A lot of times we regress to what is popular in our culture, but what is not popular or happy in God's eyes.
保罗在这里激励这些人重新回到比赛当中，并且履行他们对基督的委身。
Here, Paul encouraged those people to return to the race and to return to their commitment to Christ.
保罗他用引人注目的描写，就是描写一个比赛，这个有两个作用。
Paul here uses the reference of a race for at least for two purposes.
他同时呼吁声称已经达到目标的完美主义者，还有放弃比赛。
So on one hand, he's encouraged those people who think that they've already attained the perfectionism, who think they already obtained the goal. At the same time, encourage those who have given up the goal to return and to continue to press on towards the goal.
我有三个小孩。
So I have three kids.
我排老二的儿子最近刚学会自己上下楼梯。
My second one just learned how to climb up and down the stairs.
我相信在座的每一个人大概都会自己上下楼梯。
I believe most people sitting here today knows how to climb stairs.
只是对之前还不完全会的我儿子而言，就是要靠持续的练习才能达到完全的地步。
But for my son who's just learning this step, he needs to really practice and put in his effort to learn this.
说到我儿子，我们也正在训练他自己上厕所。
And speaking of him, he's also learning to go to potty by himself.
在有一次他不小心成功大便在马桶以后，他就不是很愿意再去上厕所，你们猜是为什么？
So one time he accidentally actually successfully pooped into the right place. He doesn't want to go anymore. Guess why?
Any guess? 他说，因为我已经成功过了，不用再去马桶了。
He says, because I already successfully did it, I don't have to go anymore.
这要不然就是他对上厕所这件事有误解，要不然就是他贪图尿布的方便。
It's either because he has an incorrect understanding of why we're needing to go to the potty, or he really likes the convenience of having a diaper on.
这就像许多人在认识神这件事上面的态度一样。
It's just like this is very similar to what we have in our mind.
要不然就是觉得我已经信主了，已经有永生了，不用再更认识神了。
Either we think, oh, we've already believed in Jesus, we have eternal life, we don't have to pursue knowing him more.
要不然就是知道自己应该多读经认识神，可是就是偷懒或者抽不出空来。
Or is because we know that we should spend more time reading the Bible to know God, but it's just we're lazy or don't have the time.
我们再来回到保罗身上。
So returning to Paul.
即使是神如此重用的仆人保罗，他自己也还没有完全理解基督。
Even such as a very important servant of God, Paul himself confessed that he hasn't attained that full understanding.
在十二节当中，他说他不是已经得着了，已经完全了。
So in verse 12, he says not that he has already attained to this goal.
在写给哥林多教会的书信中，保罗也说到，我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。
Just like what he says in 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse 12. For now we see only a reflection as in the mirror.Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
保罗他预料自己会成为完全，但那只会在基督再来的日子，靠着基督的力量才能成就。
Paul foresees that one day he will be complete, but that will only happen in the day of Christ, only through the power of Christ.
在那之前，他诚实地承认自己是不完美的。
Before that, he confessed very openly that he is not perfect.
不过他的不完全并不使他感到气馁。
But his lack of completeness doesn't make him just give up.
不再追求在与基督的关系中成长，他说，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
It's not that he stops pursuing. On the contrary, he says he presses on towards that goal so that Christ Jesus may take hold of me completely.
保罗意识到自己的不完全没有使他放弃，反而迫使他竭力追求。
So Paul's understanding of his imperfection not only did not make him give up, but also just gave him more courage to press onward.
竭力追求的意思就是迅速果断地向着目标前进。
So we can understand pressing on towards as an action of the rapidness of this determination to press towards the goal.
在十三节当中，保罗再次坚决地否认他已经是完美的。
And again in verse 13, Paul denies himself from being perfect.
他说弟兄们我不是自己已经得着了。
He says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.
但只有一件事。
But one thing I do.
保罗生命中最重要的一件事完全吸引住他，要得到他全部的注意力。
There's one thing in Paul's life that completely draws him. It demands all his attention.
保罗清楚地用两个平行的分词子句描绘出他对这一件事的追求，忘记背后。
And uses a parallel phrase to describe this one thing, and that is to forget what is behind and to strain towards what is ahead.
因为与认识基督相比，保罗将万事看作有损的。我们可以大胆的猜测，保罗在这里提到的背后是指他作为基督的门徒生命中的事情。
And so here, Paul says, in comparison to knowing Christ, everything else is counted as lost. And so we can guess when Paul says behind, he's referring to.All the things that, as disciples of Christ, that Christians have in their lives.
保罗要说的是，即使他相信基督，但仍未完全理解基督。
So Paul wants to say, even though he already believed in Christ, there's still so much he needs to understand more.
即使他作为使徒的服事当中已经成就了这么多，因为他忘记了这些成就，使他能向着未来努力。
Even though he has accomplished so much in his ministry, he wants to forget what has already been done, and he wants to press towards the future.
这是努力这个字在新约圣经中唯一一次的出现。
So this is the word, press on, appeared the very first time in the New Testament.
Straining for.
Straining towards. This is the very first time that the word straining for appears in the New Testament.
他的意思是用尽一个人的力气。
It means that we use all our energy and our effort to do something.
这里生动地描绘保罗在一场比赛当中，他的身体向前弯曲，他的手伸向目标，眼睛盯着他。
This very vividly describes that Paul is in a race. His body is leaning forward. His hands are stretched out towards the goal, and his eyes is right on the goal.
忘记和努力这两个字句解释了保罗如何能竭力追求。
So the two words here, forgetting and the other, the straining towards, describes how Paul can run towards and in order to press onward.
忘记和努力向前是保罗奔跑的态度。
So forgetting and straining towards are the attitudes of Paul's race.
在十四节中，保罗扩大了比赛的图画，在其中加入了终点线，也就是比赛的目标。
And in verse 14, Paul paints a bigger picture, and in this picture, he adds the end goal.Which so it's the end of this race.
在这场比赛当中，保罗他没有到达终点线，他还没完成赛事，因此他必须奋力前进。
In this race, Paul is not done. Because he's not done, he has to press onward towards that end goal.
这是第二次使用了竭力追求来表示果断的朝着目标前进。
This is the second time that he used the word press on towards the goal to show that he is really determined to reach the goal.
这是重复提醒我们。保罗每天都在追求他的目标。
Here is to remind us again and again that Paul every day is pressing, his eyes is on the goal.
他继续奔跑，从不放弃，也不会骄傲的松懈下来。
He kept on running, not giving up, not getting tired.
保罗没有说我已经参加比赛，并且达到目标了。
Paul didn't say, I already participated in the race, I'm done.
或者说我已经参加比赛，可是我很累，我要放弃了。
Nor did he say, I already participated, now I'm just really tired and I want to give up.
相反的，他说，我正在比赛中向着标杆直跑。
On the contrary, he says, I am in the middle of the race and I'm pressing forward.
聚焦于这个终点线，是在强调基督里的信心和对神的认识需要不断操练。
So focusing on the end goal is to emphasize that in Christ, our faith and our understanding of God needs to be practiced on a daily basis.
我们要将目光定睛于完成比赛。
We have to focus our vision on finishing the race.
参加比赛的人没有比到一半就坐在旁边看其他人跑的选择权。
So if we're in the race and we're only halfway done, we have no right to watch others finishing their race.
要在基督里跑这场比赛的原因是要得神在基督耶稣里呼召我们向上取得的奖赏。
And the purpose to run this race in Jesus is for the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ.
保罗在大马色遇见已经复活的基督的时候，就体验了神从上而来的呼召。
When Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus, he already experienced God's calling heavenward.
因此，保罗一生都努力，热切期待得到奖赏。
So all his life, Paul was trying, expecting, and waiting for this reward heavenward.
就是将来在天国没有任何限制的时候，能与基督同在和认识基督。
And this reward being the presence of Christ and knowing Christ in heaven when there's no more baggage of the sin of this world.
在座的基督徒也都是蒙召的。
Every Christian sitting here today, we're called heavenward.
愿我们众人也都能忘记背后，为要认识耶稣基督而努力面前，竭力追求。
May all of us here sitting here today may also forget what is behind, strain towards what is ahead, and press on towards the goal heavenward.
愿主赐福大家。
May God bless you all.